Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture on a Friday morning, well, as livestock heads out to open areas for the season, it's important livestock owners do what they can to promote good health. Veterinarian Susan Kerr says one of the simplest steps, check the fence line to ensure there are no openings that would allow your horses or cattle to get out. Kerr says one of the chief reasons livestock suffers injuries is moving in an unsafe area. She adds it's also a good idea to talk with your vet about a good mineral program.
Minerals are one of the five essential nutrients for animal health and humans as well. We're learning more and more about minerals. I think the more we learn, the more we know we don't know. And again, that's a local issue. Minerals are a local issue. Work with your veterinarian to figure out what type of minerals to give, how many, and how to deliver them.
Well, Kerr added, it's important to have a conversation with your vet to ensure you don't have toxicity issues. Speaking of toxicity, Kerr says it's also important, especially for cattle, that you check for lupine. If a pregnant cow ingests the plant, yeah, it can actually harm the unborn calf. Well, at least one is dead and others missing as of yesterday afternoon following an explosion at a Wisconsin corn mill. Two workers remained missing yesterday after the explosion at Didion Milling Facility in Cambria, Wisconsin. 16 employees were working at the facility Wednesday night where an explosion and large fire occurred in the corn mill. Now the adjacent ethanol plant that Didion Milling also owns. USA Today reports the facility was destroyed and at least a dozen of the 16 workers were injured. There's no word yet on whether the explosion was caused by grain dust, a common factor in similar instances. However, grain dust explosions at grain handling facilities are at a 10-year low. That according to a study by Purdue University released in February of this year. According to the company's website, construction on the Cambria corn mill was completed in 1991. Its corn products are used in brewing beer, making chips, breakfast cereals, bathroom moldings, as well as ethanol. Well, that's a look at what's going on inside agriculture on this Friday. And it seems like you go from highs in the 60s to highs in the 90s. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.